Crime and Astrophysics.
Blog Talk Radio.
Last time on Crime and Astrophysics. We were listening to the suspects of the tides lesson of planet Earth. High and low, high and low, crime and astrophysics. Part two, the eighth suspect. The eighth suspect. Who or what is it? You may call in at +1 563 999 3703. I'll be on for at least, or at most, 15 minutes right now. 1:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, July 1st, 2023. 1 563 999 3703. This is Crime and Astrophysics. Today, here on the East Coast, Eastern Daylight Time, the tides rose to low at 3:45 a.m. and to high at 10:02 a.m. Eastern Daytime, with a mark of 8.19 feet. They will go low again in just less than 2 hours at 3:47 p.m. Eastern Daytime, with a height of 1 foot, and then again high at 10:10 tonight, Eastern Daytime, elevation 10.06 feet. I look at this tide schedule from tidetime.org, and you can too from wherever you are. In the United States, perhaps in North America, and even further than that, get a short glimpse of the tides in your time zone. These go all the way to the 31st of July. Every day, low, high, low, high, high, low, high, low, high. And we have the sunrise, the sunset. Who is the primary suspect of the tides causation on planet Earth? We have the moonrise and moonset. The moon rises today here at 7:08 p.m. and sets this morning at 2:49 a.m. Suspect number eight. As you know, if you have a basic understanding, tides lesson as it is today, crime in astrophysics, it's the moon. The moon causes the tides. We look at the ocean and see the waves, the swells, high and low, coming in at us if we're standing there on the seashore. And we say to each other, what causes those to behave like that? We say to each other, the moon. The moon causes those tides gravitationally. It's the gravitational pull between the Earth and the moon. Suspect eight is the moon, but magnetism. Magnetism is the culprit that causes the tides. After the exchange, of magnetic potential to kinetic energy. Who else on the list? Nitrogen, hydrogen, oxygen, carbon, NBC, and gravity may be dismissed from crime and astrophysics. This can be drawn out on a board with plain, old-fashioned geometry, and it should be in your classrooms. Now my phone starts to twitch, black screen and off screen, while I do this podcast. And that's an illegal maneuver by the communications industry. Crime and astrophysics. I type into my search engine online right now, magnetic constant. And I find the value for a permeability vacuum constant. If and when Google completes its search today, now it stalls again. Crime and astrophysics. Is it trying to change its story again, like the telecommunications industry at large? It says the magnetic constant equals 1.2566306 times 10 to the negative 6 power meters kilogram per second, seconds power negative 2 squared per ampere or area negative 2 squared. I think it's area. And I had asked you, listeners, on the last crime in astrophysics for the products of the multiplication between this magnetic constant, which I just read to you, and the magnetism constant. And now I will give you the units. It's magnetic degree of resonance per meter, per kilogram, per second, negatively squared, per area negatively squared. What is the answer? What is the value? And how do you explain it? It's quite simple, actually, that product. If you know the value of the magnetism constant and the value of the magnetic constant, we all live together, hold ourselves together in crime and astrophysics every day. And if we utilize the magnetism constant, formal system of observation, measure, and practice, we understand that the probability of human computation error already calculated into that framework and formal system with units of measure for magnetism and nature. So we need not worry about computational error when we are discussing the units and displaying and expressing the units of magnetism in nature. For we have all shared and been graced with blood. You can refer back to my blood audio cast on this very same channel. we share blood that dates back probably 24 million years to its initial starting point of development for mammalia. We are looking at it through the system of magnetism in nature. 24 million years. How did I arrive at that point? Maybe you should hire me in your classrooms to explain it to your students. What came first? The resonance of the Earth's tides and the Earth-Moon tidal system, or the resonance of human blood? If we use the magnetism system and science and math, all the literature we have cultivated, even with that 12% of probable computation error already woven into the magnetism constant value, we may understand why it is that the resonance of human blood, the resonance of human blood in trillions, 1.062 trillion, with plenty of range and flexibility, as we all know, if we are blood-dwelling characters on the globe. If we multiply that times 3, we land on 1,000 times that of the normative base pair count of the female DNA, 0.186 units of resonance in trillions. And geneticists will tell you, health scientists, doctors will tell you, the female DNA is 3.186 billion base pairs. I have 90 seconds left of astrophysics, crime and astrophysics part 2. To be continued, the female is responsible not only for herself, but the man and the child, the offspring. That's why the resonance of blood in the magnetism system is 3 times. Coordinated over years and years of development throughout mammalia to what we know of as human existence today. It's pretty awesome if you ask me. So can we dismiss the moon as the primary suspect, as innocent? And can we release gravity from the classrooms as guilty, as being not the primary motivator and function of the electromagnetic field lines and the tidal system of planet Earth? Can we bring magnetism in? Can we bring the magnetic constant and the magnetism constant in as the primary suspects? To be continued.